Surprise, motherfucker!
Surprise!
Shut up, fucking assholes. Just
kidding. It is June 11, 2022. And let me tell you what happened a year ago today. We uploaded our first episode of Brown Bag.
Yeah!
Our little podcast officially turns one. Our little baby is 1 year old. So we had to do
a birthday
happy birthday party.
Yeah. And get drunk like most Mexicans. On their
birthday. Their kid's birthday.
Yeah, for the kid's birthday, we get drunk.
You know what's crazy? I've always thought about, like, fool, the kid doesn't gotta remember this shit.
Right.
Parents be like, no, quiero esto, esto, this and this, this and that. I'm like, fool, that's all for you.
No, yeah. That's facts. Well, but you know what's worse for some reason? Bautizos. I feel like bautizos get crazier than birthday parties.
They do. They turn out. They're mini quinces.
Yeah.
No, fucking, did he go to my godson's bautizo?
No. Yeah, but it looked crazy,
though. It was not for him at all.
It was not?
It was not. There was, like, hella bottles. Hella Modelo, Pacific. It was for the homies to get drunk as fuck and like fight with each other and like have fun and dance. We got a grupo. The little kids don't even like grupo.
Right.
Exactly. The little kids don't like shit.
Coco Melon.
They don't like shit yet. Barely. Like that was Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yeah, that was theme was Coco Melon. People were doing the Coco in the cup.
They were doing the Coco off the melons.
They were doing the Coco off the melons.
We have to do a happy birthday. We have to sing happy birthday to our baby is 1 year old.
Should we do it in Spanish? We got to do it in Spanish.
Okay.
One, two, three. Estas son.
We're going to get canceled again.
You should have said we're going to do mañanitas.
Okay, let's do the mañanitas. Yeah.
I'm walking on such thin ice.
What did you start
saying? Mexican community. What
did you start singing? Feliz Navidad?
I was just waiting to like go off your guys' cue and then sing the end. You know, like you do at church.
All right.
Ready? One, two,
three. Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba Rey David. Hoy por ser día de tu santo, te las cantamos así.
Despierta, mi tierra. Oh, yeah. Look. You got me nervous. You got me nervous.
Y a los pajaritos canta la luna ya se metió.
What? No. Venimos todo con gusto y placer. Felicidad.
I don't know the mañanitas one.
That is the mañanitas. It just switches up. Like the flow switches.
The flow switches.
No, but usually I would see Pien goes like, wee. You know Cepillín? I love those mañanitas.
Cepillín.
I like how I should do no because I wanted you to have your solo.
It made me nervous.
That's what sucks when you're like Mexican. You got to sing.
There's like three songs you got to sing.
Oh, yeah. Before you can have your fucking cake. Okay. But Evan's already melted.
Who's blowing?
Pause.
Not it.
What?
Not
it.
No, you're blowing.
Right, come on, Vic.
You blow it.
Just
you
Vic.
Said you're Yoshi over there.
We both said not it, Vic. It's okay. You got this, boy.
All right. Do I get a wish at least?
Yeah, make a wish.
Does that have to be for all of us or just
make
for
a wish for the podcast?
For the podcast. All right.
And it can't be about my temper.
It's not.
Ow. Let's go! I love him!
Brown bag! If again, were you guys those, damn bro, I met a kid before.
Wow, that's nice.
He's like, I forgot whose kid was it, but he didn't like that. Oh, I think, fucking Rito doesn't like the mañanitas either, huh?
No.
He don't like happy, but bro, the
we're
homies.
We singing him happy birthday, he didn't like it.
But bro, the homies baby, the homies baby doesn't like the mañanitas either. Homies like, well, fuck you then, we ain't singing you and shit then. how do you not like people celebrating for you? Like,
right. They just want to get to the
cake.
Yeah. Little Vic has the worst habit. He always wants to blow out people's candles. Yeah. For them.
Oh my god!
I'm like, stop! What are you doing?
It's like
it
worst.
Gets me so mad.
You have to relight and relight and relight for
it's
every
so embarrassing,
kid,
bro.
For every kid that wants to have their turn,
bro.
At the
when
birthday.
You see when you have kids and they do something super embarrassing, there's no like, especially publicly, there's nothing like more frightening than that. You're like, oh, because you can't smack them. You're in front of people.
It's
you know?
Like Kate Middleton and her baby. The did you see that?
What did they do?
Kate Middleton, the little boy. You do know who that is?
No,
it's okay. The royal family in the UK, the son Charles, his wife. So they had kids, and they were out like in these events this past week. And the son is really bad. You could tell like silver tooth activities, but the English version
wooden teeth activities.
Yeah. And this kid was doing this to his mom. How freaking, like, you
what
don't even.
Mean?
It's kind of like, na 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 na. But, like, he just went like that, like, super bad.
But it looks hella bad because they're royalty.
Yes, exactly. And, but her, she's, like, all cameras are on them all times when they're in public. So she's like, like, you could tell she wanted to, but she couldn't. Yeah.
See? A little, that feel like a little vibes. Serial Bad. Killer way.
Right. He's ready.
I ain't gonna lie, my nephew is that type to like she's like Angelina's to the cuss. She's not fucking with nobody. She minds her business. But that for Aiden, the type to like blow out somebody else's candles and shit.
Damn,
those be the worst, huh?
They are the worst. Okay, so because of it's our 1 year anniversary, 1 year birthday, we wanted to kind of just go back in time a little bit to our first YouTube episode. Now, June 11th is officially the first day we uploaded something. It took a little bit longer on YouTube, so the date on YouTube was going to say June 14th, but that's because I was editing. My bad. So we're actually just going to talk about, you can even have us on mute, like on the YouTube. Jose's going to pull up the video so we could just, like, talk about what that moment was like for us. Do you remember what you were wearing our first episode?
I do. I think I was wearing... Oh, no, actually, I don't. But I knew I was wearing, like... go ahead. Show us. Oh, yeah. I was wearing a black tee and the rainbow hat.
I was wearing my
this
sweetie
rainbow.
Shirt.
That's oh, you're wearing the hat? Oh, no.
No, no. I was wearing my sweetie shirt. I remember that.
Yeah. You guys play.
Did you wear a hoodie?
Yeah. Look at us. Look at our dancing.
I failed TikTok career. Well, my failed TikTok.
Why you always have to freaking flip off?
I don't know. Oh, that was
Josh. Day one.
That was day one, huh? That was like the official day one. Yeah. Because we like shot a couple pilots previous to that.
The ones that'll never release.
Yeah, and then they cracked my screen.
Oh, that's where you cracked it. Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Look at our initial logo and all of that's good stuff. Angie, we've came a long way, Angie.
Yeah.
Our logo
we
maker.
We still have that tequila bottle.
We haven't finished it? That's how you know it was
didn't
nasty.
Like it. Yeah.
Who gave you those? Who gave you those things?
Who gave us? I think I ordered them on Amazon or something.
You were like, oh, they come with salt, and we're all like, what the fuck?
But then remember, Duno had the tagged on his cup.
Oh, like fuck Letty, fuck Nick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We have to give
just put right. the put on mute real quick. But we're gonna. Yes. Look at us. Look how cute we are, little babies.
That's crazy. The angles even look different too, huh?
Yeah, that was us trying to figure.
That zooming was wild.
That was us just trying to figure shit out.
And the podcast was like 20 minutes.
Yeah, super short.
Yeah, it was very short.
Look at us. I'm so proud of us. That was a year ago. That was our first episode. That was when our baby was barely born.
Well, was this when I talk about the word bitch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit went kind of viral when you did that.
That shit did go viral. Yeah.
Look at us.
I still took a shot of that shit. I was talking shit.
That's when, look, there's a point in the pod. People don't know, but like, we used to come here and get ripped every time. Like, we used to just take shots and shots
and
before
everybody got drunk.
And during. So crazy.
And then, like, I don't know exactly where. I think when we realized, like, this is, like, legit a business, and we're like, oh, shit, like, what? You know, there could be some, some shit on the way, potentially. We were just coming in here having fun. Like, that was really, like, you know, I mean, we still come in here and have fun, but, you know, we really used to just get hammered. Like, during and, like, before.
Because...
Yeah. And it was dope. It was fun.
Dude, I've been looking at the old videos. I look so much more fatter, but that shit is crazy. Shout out me going to the gym.
Shout out you going to the gym. But that's I think this is like you right now.
No, hell no. I was probably like, that was probably like at my heaviest, bro.
No.
Nah.
No.
Nah, my heaviest was probably like mid, like the 25th episode. And then now I'm like, nah, yeah, I don't know. But that's crazy. Right now that I'm thinking about it, damn, so we really just come here and get fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Hey, but we thought we were doing something while covering those logos, huh?
Yeah. Look at Vic.
Vic looks fatter.
You know what's funny? Okay, look. You
think
know,
so too, right?
Yeah, okay, so.
I don't think so.
You
really?
Don't think so? You think I look bigger now?
I think you guys, I think you guys are beautiful just the way you are.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You too.
Thank you.
No, this was after, so I remember we started recording Brown Bag after I came back from... Mexico and Hawaii. Like I did like some crazy shit where I came back to LA for one day in between just to like switch suitcases and shit.
That's when you were like hella traveling.
Yeah, that's when I was traveling a lot. So I was like eating terrible. No, I went to Hawaii with Lil Vic, and then I went to Cabo with my tia and my tio and my sister and brother-in-law.
Okay.
And so I was just like eating terrible. You know when you're on vacation, but I had two vacations back to back, just eating terribly, drinking a whole lot. So I'm like, I was probably hella unhealthy at this point.
Yeah. And I think it was also pandemic happening. So we're just trying to
figure out. Yeah, we're just. Yeah. Cause I remember I was like, I had.
You're too big.
That shit was crazy.
We had so much more time on our hands back then, didn't we? All of us? I feel like we all were like.
Well, because I was a little before you started Power again.
Yeah, that was before. It was June. I didn't start Power till like November-ish.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes
sense. And stuff was still, like.
Yeah, because you were
still doing closed.
Yeah, still closed.
Because we would be here for like.
Yeah, a long 5 hours
sometimes. Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
Wrecked. Fucking wasted. What's wrong with us?
Getting plastered, man.
You too. Yeah, like, we're doing like. Let this be hope to shit. Anybody that just hangs out and drinks.
Yeah.
Something could come of it one day.
Yeah, and then we're drinking. And then I think it was like a tradition to drink like every pod. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was like, fuck.
Look, mid camera, like, adjustment.
There you go, Josh. My little Joshy boy.
Our camera operator.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
All right. Well, shout out to our first episode and shout out to Brown Bag.
We made it.
We are here now. You know, if this 1 year has taught you anything about podcasting, about LA, like, what's like that? This podcast has brought you. A lot of times people tell us how much we've brought to their life or what we put them on. What have you guys gotten put up on?
Go ahead. I would say that Michi Chui drinks creep up on you.
Hell yeah. And by the way, they're here.
All right, that's one. Chui. All right, another one is just how much of a difference you can make by hanging out with your friends. Like, you know, we get crazy DMs, I'm sure, all the time. Positive DMs of, hey, I watch you guys. You guys make my day better. You know, you guys, I started a business because of you guys. Yeah. All these kind of really dope things that we would have never imagined, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just came in here and got drunk and recorded episodes and had fun with it. And a lot of positive has came from that.
Yeah, I think it's a little being taken more serious by, like, the older people. I don't know, like. I think even in our industry or just in Los Angeles, when there's like, because I know what you guys do is a little more serious, like, than what I do, because mine's just like more clowny talking shit. So I know there's a lot of like OGs. I mean, not that I give a fuck about their opinion or their goal, but like, I do respect them. But it is dope when they see like two people that work in, like, especially because I'm around more on the music industry side than I am like comedy shit. But I think meeting people and they like, it's like, oh, so you could adapt to certain people like Vic and Aleti when you talk about like hip hop and just Los Angeles in general, you know? Because I think that's like one of the main things. I think growing and learning how to run a business is the second one. And then I think the third thing is just, I think learning so much more about our culture.
Yeah.
I thought I knew everything about being a Latino.
Mm-hmm. And we're still learning.
Because like, even from the Edgar cuts coming from the Aztecs to our names to our fucking percentages
to Don Francisco
to fucking
Don Victor
and then it's cool too when you get like older dope fans, like, especially Latino fans too.
Yeah.
Me and he had hella fans. I'd be like, oh shit, I would have never thought you would.
Because
I'm like the crazy young kid that like the older people be like, oh my God, here he comes. But now it's like, okay, he has two sides to him.
Yeah.
Like, still gets drunk, super drunk on the weekend and like,
but
does like black flips off a car, but you know.
But people love that about you, I feel like. You know, like, you're that spark that people are like, oh man, I could relate to. I used to be just like Duno back in the day, you know?
So I think my biggest thing was just, not that like I'm more accepted, but I think just people like seeing my other side of me. Not just me talking shit about girls and, like, my life and my dad being a crackhead and shit. You know, it's a different side. Like,
there's a different side of you on here, because I watch you on No Jumper, too. It's definitely different.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, what you bring here to what you bring there.
So. 100%, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, our agenda or, like just what we're pushing. It requires a lot more responsibility from us, but we've taken on that, like, that challenge mm-hmm. of like being those voices in times. Like granted, like we all have different gigs outside of this, but I don't know necessarily that the issues we talk about here, if it was, you know, like the firework shit that the police did in South Central, 100%. Right?
Yeah, like, shit like
even
that.
The stuff all the way to the stuff in Uvalde. Like, I don't know that there's other platforms that we could really like hone in on it there and really talk about it to the people that it's also affecting, like we do here.
Yeah.
And we're taking on that responsibility. You know, we're not being like, okay, I'm only the funny guy. I'm only the music person. Like, we only talk about this.
Yeah,
you know,
we're getting out of our comfort zone when we speak about these topics too. It's like a lot. At times beforehand, we're like, should we talk about this? I don't know. It's kind of mm-hmm. risky. But we're like, you know what? Just fuck it. Like, let's do our best. It's not us,
who else? Yeah, and then, but I think, like, and I think this is, like, kind of, like, a big stamp on us, but I think the Latino community does, like, kind of rely on us.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we're, like, the fucking...
When something happens for them to want us to talk about it, you know? Yeah.
But it's, like, it's dope to talk about shit, like... Like, the little shit, like, when we talk about, like, ice and, like, mm-hmm. just, like, from the littlest things to from small businesses or the, like, yeah, I don't know.
It's no.
Just, it's dope when perfect. Fucking little young brown girls come up to Letty and, like, oh, I love brown bag. Yeah. Woo-woo. And then, like, shit like that. So I think that's cool as fuck.
Yeah, I think it's cool too. And I think it's cool to be able to be a part of your life in whatever aspect that is. If it's when you're at work, when you're driving to work, when you're home, when you're eating, any of that stuff, like it never gets old. It always feels special. When it's like, I think I saw a girl, she's like, my cafecito and my brown bag on the weekend. And I'm like, damn, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That we're a part of people's lives like that. So. It feels really good.
The fact that y'all drink cafe once
share this baby with you.
Yeah. Or even when we met those families at the meet and greet saying that we all sit around mm-hmm. the TV and watch you guys.
I think the funny ones.
Like, wow. That's
crazy. Yeah, I think the funny ones is when like the couple's like, oh yeah, bro, I can't watch it unless we watch it with her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh shit.
Damn, we're a Netflix show, you guys.
Yeah. If you watch a solo, you're considered cheating. That's a big deal.
Because my little bitty watches, like, if we're watching a show together,
and she
watch an episode without me, I'm just kidding, but I'm just joking.
Not at the birthday party.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I have to kick back. No, I'm just kidding. Because, bro, like, don't watch the show without me. Like, because I'm usually the one that watches the shows without them.
Right.
Like, that's like, bro, I'm not going to wait. You're lagging.
But if it's the other way around.
I'm not happy.
Does that make you a cheater?
What, that I watch the show without them?
Yeah.
No, it makes me, I just don't have time.
Selfish.
Like, when I have time to
the
watch
the word is them. Selfish, you guys. Inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Like, girls, bro, don't understand me.
Like, bro, if you watch the show without me, I'm gonna need to.
Okay. Well, for our birthday, we actually have a gift to give you, and it's an announcement. We are announcing our official live show.
We're back.
What are the details, Vic? What are the details?
Okay. July 29th.
July 29th.
That is a weekend?
Yes.
Last time we had a live show was on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
This time it's going to be on a Friday,
so,
right?
So July 29th. We're going to be at the El Rey Theater.
The El Rey motherfucking theater.
The historic El Rey Theater.
Yes.
In Los Angeles, California.
In LA.
LA and K-Town.
K-Town. Yes.
And, you know, you never know. We might have some special people join us. But most importantly, it's going to be us three.
Yes.
Yes. And the Maya Mommy.
And the Maya Mommy.
And Josh.
And our team.
And Jose.
Yeah. Yes, it's the crew and it's you, which basically makes everything complete. It's going to be Friday, July 29th, so get those reservations in already. Like tell your partner, your homegirls, whatever, to come through. When we announce this, we are also going to go live with the link, correct?
Yes.
So as you're watching this, look in the link in the description. Get those tickets. They're going to sell out. We have so much good stuff planned, from the stuff we're going to have available for you to eat from, them. Just think of stuff we've clowned about on the show. Things that like literally went viral from her show, like
Queen Sweat.
We're gonna have so much in store, and you will understand it. Like it's gonna be more than a show; it's an experience. Yeah. And we've been really planning this. We've been planning this for so long.
Yeah, we've been like back and forth. Days like how we always talk about that. Our schedule's kind of crazy outside because we all have individual things going on.
Yeah.
But we're excited to see you guys. I was just telling them that at the gym, I was like trying to work out. Some girl was like, a fool wins the life.
I love it.
And I was just like, I can't tell you. She's like, why not? I'm trying to get some tickets. And then I know we always get fans. Like, we had fans come from Oceanside to the meet and greet.
Yeah.
And they just were asking us, like, when is the live show happening?
Yeah. We've been getting that question for a while. Even when I was in Chicago, all my family was like, yo, when's the live show? When's the live show? We want to come out. Da, da, da. When are you doing a live show in Chicago? I'm like, well, that would be dope. That's the next step, right? Yeah, to take it to another city.
And forget, who was the girl at the meet and greet that drove from, like, where did she drive from?
They've driven from San Francisco.
Oh, from the Bay.
From the Bay. And yeah. I was like, you drove 7 hours to come see RL?
Yeah.
She's like, I love you guys. She was like the first one there too. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to be part of, just to see you guys, meet you guys.
Yeah.
You guys could get the meet and greets too.
Yeah. So we're going to put meet and greets on sale.
If you want to meet us separately, individually, and get some cool little stuff with that.
And if people haven't been to the LRA, it's like a super dope historic theater. Yeah. The Sonics in there, like, amazing, especially for something like this, which is going to be, you know, all audio. Like, speakers are perfect. The way we did it last time, not to, like, downplay it, but it was very much, like, you know.
Last minute,
and also just very, like, out the trunk. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had, you know, oh, let's get this speaker. We hired this, da-da-da.
I thought last one was amazing.
No, it was amazing. Yeah. No, I'm saying, but, like. This is a level up.
Got you.
Is what I'm trying
it's
to emphasize.
It's all about progression.
It's all about progression. We're going to have seats.
This is also DIY.
Look, but remember, we didn't have seats? Okay, we have seats now.
It was standing room. Now you're going to be able to sit down.
Yeah, you don't have to stand for 2 hours.
We're going to do it on a weekend so you can get your plans right. You can plan on having a great night with us. There's going to be a meet and greet. I'm telling you, there's going to be special type of little merch packets, snack packets. All of that's going to be like just for Brown Bag. And you know what, if you get to come, I know a lot of people are fans from out of state and out of city, but it's going to be so special that you will only be able to experience this if you're at the live show. Okay, so right now there is just so much stuff planned, and the more we talk, we're gonna give away surprises. But live show July 29th,
Friday.
Join us. It's a Friday. Bring your friends, get the meet and greet, get just
come get
join pedo. Join with us.
Come get pedo.
We're going to have such a good time. And this is just in celebration of how far we've come together. Yeah. All of us together.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. And then I'm pretty sure I raised all ages. Is it all ages?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't want to say. Yeah.
But we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, you'll see it on the description. Yeah. But we're excited to see you guys. The life is going to be amazing.
Life is going to be amazing. And this was our little happy birthday, Podcastito.
Yeah.
There's a link in the description. Go get your tickets.
Go get your tickets.
And right go now. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend.
Yes.
And we might be taking pictures, so don't come with the Sancho or the Sunshine. If you do, just take a picture alone.
Yeah.
Because you remember the photo booth, everybody was taking pictures. People were over there hiding and shit.
Remember that one girl had a mask on? Like, you just see her eyes?
She was just like, I'm
not supposed to be here.
We'll see you guys on July 29th. Bye.